Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe.
From Miami Beach, Florida, welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm here with Natalia Menicol. Natalia, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
Good. We were talking about cleaning. I need a lot of help with that, actually. You said that the Cuban grandmothers know a lot.
They do. Here in Miami, there is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to cleaning, like, tips and tricks and do's and don'ts.
Like little... little home remedies.
Yeah, like the old... Yeah, I feel like the Caribbean and South American grandmothers, Central America, they have some really good cleaning tips, cooking tips.
That's good because I'm clueless. I need a lot of
keeping
that.
A man tip.
That's good too. Them. Oh yes, men are tough. All right, so we help you hopefully to change your life. We want to help you to have success and to find your own truth. So we do that in the categories of money and business, true success, health and wellness. World News and Our Universe. Our website is www.believe.love and on YouTube at youtube.com/believeloveyou. Let's see, iTunes users, believeiTunes.com, and Android users, believeAndroid.com. So in this particular episode of Believe, we're going to talk about some interesting things. Natalia, did you have a chance to watch the new Star Wars trailer?
I did.
All right, let's get into this. Let's check it out.
Let's watch together.
Yes.
Again.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power. And beyond that, something truly special.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
Raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
Let the past die. Kill it. If you have to. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Serious Star Wars, The Last Jedi. So what I thought about that, and I want your thoughts. So I love this shit. I don't know. Do girls like this? Are they kind of freaked out? It depends.
It depends on the girl. Because I have some girlfriends that are probably more excited than you are right now.
Really?
And there's me that's like, okay, that's cool. I'll see when
that's
it comes
good.
Out, but I'm not
Do you
like,
think it's
you know.
Real? Here's what I think. All right, so...
I'm not stretching to go like run to be the first in line.
You're not
for
gonna
it,
dress not... up like a Wookiee?
You know, I mean, I would if they like someone, you know,
do you
really
know Chewbacca,
wants me
like,
to,
like,
but
the Wookiee really? That'd be good. Like furry, the whole I should just walk around. It'd be hot in Miami. So But I want to show
you,
like,
have a heat stroke. You would probably.
Yeah. Like NASA.
That wouldn't be the best Halloween costume here.
NASA has this thing at NASA.gov. We can see on our screen right now. Flying by the Death Star moon. So in this view captured by NASA's Cassini spacecraft on the closest ever flyby of Saturn's moon Mimas, large Herschel crater dominates Mimas, making the moon look like the Death Star from the movie Star Wars. And there's a lot of other weird shit going on. You know, I just saw that NASA has said that the Earth is pear-shaped.
Really?
Yeah, and this was a while ago. And I guess they say it's only like a kilometer of difference. Like South America is supposed... I don't know if I should believe a thing NASA says, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot... Because there's a lot that, like, has gone on with Operation Paperclip, where we took in, like, 20,000 former Nazi scientists. Now, again, they can be forgiven and everything, and maybe they're good guys that got screwed over by the Nazis. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but that's the thing. I don't know what's going on. So, but anyway, and, like, there's been, like, two real pictures of the Earth. Like, they photoshopped those pictures of the Earth, and they come out and they've said they photoshopped. Like, the blue marble was photoshopped, or they didn't have photo. Blue marble one was a composite, like pieced together. And then blue marble two, they've just come out and said it's photoshopped. Like, the guy that did it said, yeah, we had to photoshop it because it's too close. Like, our camera was too close. So they don't tell anybody. Do you know that? Did you know that?
Have you ever heard that before? I just learned that within the last 15 seconds.
So. That's why I pulled it. I snuck it up because I didn't know that either. Till this year, 2007. All those pictures we see of the Earth on the iPhone 4, that's not the real picture. That's like where we photoshopped that shit. So I don't know what's
going on. Whoever photoshopped it did a great job.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, so I guess unless
there's a lot of Instagram models that would love that business card.
Unless the Earth looks like a pear. I mean, there's this one picture of the Earth like a pear. So now the NASA, I liked your joke. So now Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, and this is a while ago, he talks about the Earth is like this flat, it's not like a sphere, it's like a flat, like wider thing. And there's a word for it, elliptical, yippee-o, whatever. If you search NASA Earth pear, and then he said, so it's like that, and then the bottom is supposedly wider. And then you have the flat Earth people saying, like, the whole thing's just a dome, and that all this stuff is made up. But then I guess you can see these planets in a telescope. I don't know. So I don't know that the Earth is flat, but there's just a lot of weird shit going on. So what I'm wondering, Natalia... When you look at this, and I think it's weird too that we have to look at everything like a war. There's always a war in every movie. Like, so if it's real, like, it could be real. But I mean, there could be some truth in the Star Wars and Star Trek. Like, maybe they're disclosing things, but like everything has to be a war. We're always fighting something. And in this case, it's like sort of like dark and light. But my question is, what is your inclination? Are people revealing things through movies that could be true, do you think, about space and aliens and things like that? What do you think?
I think for sure, because I think the people that are involved in those type of things, I mean, everyone has a price. Everyone wants to make a little extra cash. I can't imagine that you have access to information about aliens and rockets and spaceships and life on other planets and whatever, and that you're not going to be thinking, I could make some money. I could make some money if I wrote a TV show about this or a movie. I think that for sure, I mean, if you're a Hollywood director, that's gold. Someone comes to you with some stuff that's believable in the sense because it really is happening.
Or maybe there's a certain agenda. And maybe it's the agenda of the movie maker. Like I don't know that like it's a big government conspiracy, but... Like in one of the first Star Wars, there was this thing about the Force, and there's a scene with Luke and Yoda where he's saying that the Force is real. And actually, like, if I went and looked at that now, it really resonates with, we just talked in the previous episode about Qigong. I'm gonna see if I can find it now, but let's take a look at this. Well, there's so many new clips. It's hard to find. The Force is real. Luke Skywalker, Yoda. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this is it. I love R2-D2.
Yoda was my favorite.
Yeah.
Just so wise.
I'm kind of like a whiter Yoda. I need the ears. And I need to be wise. Yoda's more calm, although he fights in one of them. He gets... Oh, here we go.
Maybe he went home and screamed into his pillow.
Do you nothing that I say?
Master, moving stones around is one thing. This is totally different.
No different. Only different in your mind. You must unlearn what you have learned.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not.
Don't try.
Do. Or do not. There is no try.
Do or do not, there is no try. So Luke is now moving this ship out of the water. This clip is Yoda teaching Skywalker faith. So he fails first. He can't get the ship out of the water. Sad face.
Everyone's sad.
Let's skip ahead.
To happier times.
Where you should not. For my ally.
Judge me by my size, do you?
And the powerful ally it is. Life creates it. Makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us.
Luminous this is good, beams,
so we, not this crude matter.
Surrounds us?
You must feel the force around you. Here, between you.
That's correct.
Me, the tree, the rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and the ship.
You want the impossible.
Oh, all right. So here's the bottom line. So then Luke, it gets longer, but like basically Luke, Yoda's like, if you heard his description of the Force, it's all around us, you know. We're luminous beings. We're not just this flesh. I saw that. And then like he goes into, it's a 4-minute clip. So we listened to a lot of it, but he goes into, this description of the Force and what we really are and sort of how to move things and energy. And I saw this, like when we were talking about last episode, Qigong and, or depending when you see this last episode, future episode, whatever, we're talking about Qigong and everything. And it was just amazing to me because that description, it's like, to me, very accurate. And that was in like the 80s, meaning like the Force is real. It's not, it like, what I mean is that's like a disclosure of what I think, what to me has been quite real, that we're not just this flesh. We are energy. We are luminous beings. We hear about near-death experience studies. We have, you know, there are people with ayahuasca ceremonies and then just a lot of other ways to, people talk about multiverses and different versions of ourselves happening at the same time. And that was proven by a Princeton professor. And there's just a lot going on. Out of body experiences with the Monroe Institute and remote viewing that the CIA has done, where they can actually with their mind, go in, view things thousands of miles away, and they're accurate, and then draw them. And this is not like just sort of pie in the sky stuff. And then physicists that have said all points in space and time are connected. So What do you think, Natalia? So I thought that it was quite interesting that maybe they're disclosing some things that are real.
I think that they may be as well. With what you were saying, it just sounds like Buddha was, I mean, not Buddha.
Yoda?
Yoda.
I look more like Buddha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yoda was very a very enlightened individual.
Yes, he was. Did he really live? Maybe Yoda did. He's probably based on
someone in
a
real
little
life.
Green man. They always said that. Anyway, go ahead. So Yoda was wise.
Yoda was very wise.
Is wise.
Is wise. It's eternal wisdom there. Timeless wisdom. Yeah, but I think with a lot of these space movies, Star Wars, Star Trek, all of those movies, Men in Black, Independence Day, all those kind of things, I'm always thinking, who's behind this? Even the movies about government, the government and the TV shows, there's got to be someone behind the scenes that's actually involved, right?
Independence Day is interesting because I know there was this thing like called Star Wars, like a real thing under Reagan. And like he made this speech, the United Nations, a lot of people have heard it, that he wishes there was one external enemy that would unite us all. And then Dr. Greer recently has talked about this big false flag where the last thing they might try to pull out is a fake alien attack that unites the world. And so Independence Day, some people say that movie was preparing us for that, meaning maybe that was sort of a government kind of deal, like that we need to be scared of aliens. And there's a lot of movies that...
It's some kind of like cryptic survival guide.
No, it's like getting us ready that we need to fight aliens and think it's bad, and getting us ready that a fake alien attack could be real, and sort of some kind of agenda. I don't know.
Well, I sure hope not, because the first time I watched that movie, the whole time I was thinking, I would have been a goner 45 minutes ago for sure. I think that if anything like that ever goes down, the only people that are going to survive are going to be people that didn't watch Star Wars, Star Trek, or Survivor. I'm going to survive because I'll just flag down one of those people. Be like, have you watched, how many times have you watched Star Wars? 5? Okay. Let me find someone that's watched a little bit more. They're going to be able to get out of this probably
faster. I don't know. Have you ever seen The Line out? I mean, that's some wacky cats out there. I mean, I'm wacky myself, but there's some comedians out there. I should fully dress up and go in The Line, though. I'm not opposed to it. I'm probably wacky.
I love people like that. I love people that are just like, so what?
The Comic-Con in San Diego, I saw that they dress up.
Yeah.
It's wild out there. But I'm probably wackier, but I just think it's funny. I don't know that you probably need to find a real alien to protect you in that case. So maybe you can work on that. Yeah. I don't know. So you could be sitting next to one.
Well, hopefully if they're watching right now.
Yeah, you could be sitting next. Yeah.
Pick next me. To one. Save me.
Yeah, you'll be okay. So we'll protect her. All of us will, right? So
probably just go into shock.
Yeah, no, I thought Star Wars was interesting.